Behind the failure to reach an agreement in Copenhagen lies the fact that the industrialized nations have affirmed their reliance on market forces, also known as carbon trading, to reduce CO2 emissions. Brian Tokar from the Institute for Social Ecology says that it won't work.
If you look at this idea of pollution trading and some of the people creating this scheme, it becomes clear pretty quickly that most of them are motivated much more by promoting a free market ideology as a political agenda than they are by trying to meaningfully address problems of pollution.
Carbon trading is problematic for three reasons, says Michael Dorsey, professor at Dartmouth College, who advised candidate Obama on environmental policy.
Markets are neither fast enough to get out ahead of this rapidly unfolding problem. They're not particularly formidable to tackle the extent of the problem. And they don't deliver fairness or justice. And when I say markets, I mean very specifically the emerging carbon marketplace.
In fact, according to Dr. Maggie Tzu, the 100,000 demonstrators outside the Bella Center in Copenhagen were denouncing carbon trading as a ploy. She points out that even some environmentalists have adopted the false solutions promoted by green capitalists.
Denmark also uses a lot of biomass and count that as zero emission. And even the permacultures, eco-villages, these, you know, sustainable, green-minded, well-meaning developments have been, I think, swindled into believing that biomass is carbon neutral and does not count towards emissions, and therefore they switch all of their building heat to burning wood chips.
For Cecil Corbin-Mark, who leads West Arnhem Environmental Action, the development of the new carbon trading schemes are problematic for poor, mostly ethnic communities around the country because
these communities are often saddled with extraordinarily high levels of diesel pollution or mercury. And these pollutants go hand in hand with the very same facilities that are creating the carbon problem. So if a particular polluting facility is emitting carbon, it's probably likely emitting NOx, SOx, PM, anything else you want to, then they shouldn't be allowed to have the benefit of trading in a market where they can earn billions of dollars.
And David Nishizaki from Rising Tide North America points out that climate justice is not the goal of a system that values short-term profits over sustainability.
The U.S. in Copenhagen issued a categorical rejection of the notion that the global north and the industrialized nations have more of a responsibility to solve this problem than those who are experiencing the brunt and are on the front lines of the climate equation. We can gauge the efficacy of any of these proposed solutions by the amount of corporations that have contributed and pledged their support for these policies, I think.
On Wednesday, a group of climate justice activists disrupted the carbon trading meeting by blocking the doors of the hotel where the event was held. No one was arrested. For more information on these actions, log on to climatesos.org. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.